This is WUWM. I'm Annalise Hensel. A number of people celebrated Earth Day over the weekend, perhaps renewing their commitment to eco-friendly habits. There's one practice that might not be on everyone's radar, finding new life for old textiles, from clothing to household decor. Bob Walkie recycles textiles for a living.
As a kid, I was living on 12th and Beecher. I remember the rag man coming through with the horse and cart in the alley. Little did I know I'd end up in that business.
Walkie is president of Milwaukee Textile Recycling, located in the city's River West neighborhood. The firm buys unwanted clothes from thrift stores. Walkie walks me through the company's warehouse, where large brown plastic bags are stuffed with clothing.
This is from a store in Sheboygan, which we picked up yesterday. You can see it's a collection of everything. There'll be sweaters, t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, you name it. It's all in there.
Such items won't sit around for long.
The goods we buy like this, we will bale in these baling presses that make the large bales.
Workers gather armloads of the textiles and push them into a pit on the floor. A big machine presses everything into a large cube of fabric, weighing at least 1,000 pounds. Walkie says the company sells the bales as a commodity. Some buyers sell the garments to people in developing countries who can't afford new clothing. Walkie's company also buys used textiles from hospitals.
We take their recycled linens, the flannel blankets, the sheets, and that'll all be processed and used as a wiping rag.
We're at our Bayview store. This is our back room where all the donations take place.
Textiles people donate to Goodwill stores also may be transformed into wiping rags or other products, according to Ron Tatum. He's senior logistics manager for the stores. Tatum says not all donations are deemed appropriate for retail sale.
One of our practices is that we want to put the best of the best on the floor. We do not put anything on there that may have a rip, that may be torn.
Goodwill gathers the damaged items and sells them as a commodity. Tatum says the proceeds help support Goodwill's mission. So the stores actually welcome donations of any type of textile, even if the condition is poor.
And just to clarify, so I don't give people that are listening to the story bad advice, if somebody has like a ratty cotton blanket at home, a dress with a tear in it, that still would be welcome here.
Absolutely. Bring it to Goodwill. We will take it.
Tattered textiles can be used for other purposes, too. Jackie King is executive director of SMART, a national association based in Maryland that promotes textile recycling. King says you might be surprised what can be repurposed: frayed curtains, shabby pillows, even worn stuffed animals.
Some of our member companies take those materials and grind them up into their basic fiber components, and then they make them into some other products. And those can range from carpet padding to insulation that you would find in a car or soundproofing kind of insulation.
King says it's important to recycle textiles because they make up 5 to 6% of the waste stream. And she says almost all of it could be put to new use. Bob Walkie of Milwaukee Textile Recycling shares this message.
You recycle plastic, you try to recycle aluminum, all that kind of stuff. It's just the right thing to do.
I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.